healthcare, and particularly the way physicians work is changing. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the new president of the Onondaga County Medical Society says it's a result of a business model that ends up limiting how doctors do their jobs.
Dr. David Halloran says over the past couple of decades, a business model in medicine has focused on profits and efficiency, and he believes that has ultimately created a more disparate medical community.
You have primary care, you have sub-specialists. There's always an inequity. Historically, that's sort of gotten out of balance to some extent. You have people coming out of medical school with a quarter or more $1 million in debt and really very little way of paying for that.
And he says that can become more of a problem in the future, specifically when there are fewer primary care physicians who will accept Medicare patients. The other thing this business model does, says Halloran, is give doctors less say in how they deliver patient care.
People say, no, we don't do that. We don't interfere with doctors. Yes, they do. They won't pay for things. They won't approve things. They are de facto practicing medicine and limiting choices. Not to say that doctors should be carte blanche and not be accountable, but I would think that with what we have to go through these days, we're one of the most accountable group of people in this country.
Halloran believes one of the answers is to have doctors represented under one umbrella when it comes to lobbying government. He also says, as Medical Society president, he will encourage more collegiality among physicians, offering them more opportunities to get together outside the office, which could lead to greater collaboration. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.